Beloved of the Lord, if you ever expect to live in light of Christ's return, you will have to be fully persuaded of the Word of God. The Word of God is the foundation for what we believe today and for that which we hope for in the future. Believing has trust and confidence in God and what He reveals to us today, so we walk out on it. Hope has trust and confidence for what our Father reveals is coming in the future. Therefore, we live in light of that reality. We believe God because His Word is trustworthy. The same can be said of our hope in Christ. It will come to pass precisely as our Father says it will. Hope is the antidote for discouragement in this present evil world. It is the remedy for the fear of death that every man faces. Our hope brings us joy and rejoicing in the face of every attack from the adversary today. Hope's eyes are on the glory to come as surely as it were today. Our hope in Christ gives us staying power to stand, to be faithful to our Father and to our Lord today. Beloved, be still and know that God is God. The one true God, Almighty God. He's our Heavenly Father. He will perform the good pleasure of His will, and nothing can prevent Him from fulfilling it. He revealed the end from the beginning. Our Father gives us hope in Christ. Did you hear that? Our Father gives us hope in Christ, the hope of acquiring the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. The adversary does his all to steal the joy, the glory, the rest, and the comfort our Father gives us in that hope. Do not be discouraged. Keep your heart anchored in hope and Christ coming constantly before your eyes. Live as if Christ is coming for us today, beloved. Live in the certain assurance of God's Word concerning the hope of Christ's coming, as if it had in fact already occurred. Be that confident, that fully persuaded of it. He called us to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice.